Greg, we're all aware that problems in the Middle East can change the price of gasoline quickly, radically. Let's start with the possibility that things just stay the same, nothing's happening in the Middle East. What are you thinking in terms of post-Labor Day pricing for Maryland?
Sure. I think we would see prices actually decline. We see already that the national average actually declined. There was a nominal decline from the beginning of Labor Day weekend, where we were at 361, and today we're at 360. You know, we were at 361 back on Friday. That's not uncommon because there are many occasions when national holidays, you know, we can see prices go flat. But particularly at this time of year, and given what is being discussed, I know there's a great deal of concern. And if, you know, something were to happen, you know, we could see prices spike rapidly. But it's things today are a great deal different from what we've seen in previous years. The other thing that we would remind everybody is that discussion in September, rather than in, you know, March, April, or May, it's a whole different set of circumstances, because once you get Labor Day weekend behind us, we typically see consumer demand drop significantly. You know, ordinarily before Labor Day, we're at 9 million barrels a day nationwide, and then once we get past Labor Day weekend, that drops another 300,000 to 400,000 barrels a day. So that's good news for consumers. We have demand dropping. We're approaching October, which means the winter blend gasoline is going to be put back into the market. That's cheaper gas because it takes less time for refineries to produce it. It has fewer additives. So with those things in place, we're still optimistic that we're going to continue to see prices decline incrementally, and that folks in Maryland will see the lowest prices of the year sometime through the fourth quarter, between October and the year's end.
Well, right now we're in the 355 range, I think, right now for average for the lowest grade. That going to hold? You thinking maybe drop by a dime, 25? Any attempt to stab at that?
I think the rate at which we'll see decline is going to be influenced by developments, or the lack of developments, I should say, in the Middle East, if that's what's determined. You know, I know Congress is going to be working on this. The president said over the weekend, you know, there's been a change of course. He's willing to listen to Congress, and obviously that's a very good move. I think we can learn a lot from what we saw in the United Kingdom when they decided that they were going to have take a vote with Parliament, and Parliament declined to take any action going into Syria. So hopefully we'll proceed with the same caution and you know, move as slowly and as deliberately as possible. If there is a limited action, whatever that might be, something that is contained to Syria only, something that is brief and as contained as has been discussed, even then, I think we could still see a little bit of a spike in Brent crude, because that's the crude that's coming out of the North Sea serving European markets. And Brent crude also impacts a lot of northeastern United States markets. So, you know, we're not out of the woods. If there's an action, I think we could see a spike in both Brent and West Texas Intermediate crude oil. And you know, I don't want to create fear, but depending on the severity of that and what could transpire, you know, over the days in which this is taking place, we could see a pretty significant spike. We might see prices go up 10 or 15 cents a gallon.
And that was my question. 10, 15, is more than that possible?
Oh, of course, it's possible. You know, I can tell you that generally speaking, when we see crude oil go up by $10 a barrel, for every $10 increase we see in crude oil, that translates to about a 25-cent increase in the price at the pump. And just, you know, in recent weeks, we saw crude go from 104 up to 110 before it started to drop down. And that was a $6 increase in a short period. But we were very fortunate that we saw that happen in August and not in March or April, because had it occurred at a different time of year, you know, it could have been a much more severe price hike. You know, this is all speculation, but I think we'd see that spike. I think it would come down quickly, because Saudi Arabia is producing a great deal of fuel. Our own, you know, the fundamentals right now are favorable for the U.S. U.S. production today, just domestic production, is far greater than it was back at the first Arab Spring. You know, we're looking at about 9 million barrels a day in demand. We're seeing, since that first Arab Spring, we've seen U.S. production increase by about 2 million barrels a day, and that's projected to increase another half million barrels in the next 6 months. So with what we have available in the United States, coupled with what we're getting from Canada and Mexico, which are two very significant contributors, you know, to our fuel, I think we're in a fairly formidable, well-fortified position from a supply perspective.